CJBQ Radio in Belleville and joins us this morning on the Gabriel Pizza Hotline. How are you doing this morning, David?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. By the way, I should tell you, like, David is not a one-trick pony. I'm looking at your Twitter, David. David has just finished up a hit on the Lorne Brooker show on CJBQ in which you went over Belleville City Council last night. So what was the big news of the night from Belleville City Council last night?
Oh, you know, we had a three-hour marathon about changing the ward boundaries here.
Mm.
So that's I'm sure everyone out that way is thrilled to hear about that, just like I was.
Yeah. Well, welcome to small city council news, right? Always makes for makes for a great debate. But
that's it.
How excited? You know, and we had Jack Miller. I was on Sunday, and Jack was on the show on Sunday, and we were talking about Belleville coming back to your city for next season, hopefully. You know, it's almost, Jack felt it was almost like going back to square one in terms of marketing the team because, you know, it had been, it's been gone for so long, A, and B, that opportunity to really kind of cement the team's place through a nice long playoff run, unfortunately, was taken away last year when the pandemic ended the season too early or before the playoffs. Would you concur with what Jack says there?
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, they were just building momentum, right? For 3 years is about as long, I think, as you need to get a foothold and kind of establish yourself in the market and get people used to the AHL product and things like that. And then, obviously, you know, one of the big things that helps with that is winning. And after a couple seasons that were not great, to say the least, they were excellent last year and would likely have gone deep in the Calder Cup playoffs. So, the timing hurt, the year off hurts, and, you know, it's great that we have games on with you guys and everything else, but I think it's hurt the fan base a little bit, you know, not being able to follow along as easily as when every game is on local radio, as you guys know. So I'm excited to have the team back. I know the personnel in the front office are excited to have the players back and to be able to do everything from home again, and certainly the fans will be thrilled to have the team back again, and especially because I think, I mean, if you look at what they've done in the second half of this season, that trajectory is on the way up again, and I think they will be a competitive group again when you get some of these young guys now with experience back for a full season.
Dave, still taking time to get rid of their natural rivalries, good old Peterborough, Kingston, Ottawa, Cornwall back in the day. At the same time, American League has a huge transition in the roster during the year that junior hockey does not have. Is that a bit of part of the process here to educate the fans on exactly what it's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the first things that we'd heard from fans and do continue to hear is, you know, we like that a kid is here for 4 years. The 67s fans, you know, get that attitude for sure. You know, we like to be able to connect with a kid and watch him grow and develop and things like that. But I've been trying to tell people that it's the same process. It's just a few steps ahead. And when a player is good, they're not going to stick around. And that can be tough to deal with. But that's where you have to then turn your focus to the NHL team and say, hey, that, you know, Drake Batherson was here for 2 years, and look at him now. Josh Norris was here for a year. He was our guy. Look what he's doing for Ottawa now. So, yeah, certainly that's something that fans, I think, are still trying to get used to. And you mean, you talk about rivalries, and I think I've said it either with you guys or before, but this is not a super heavy Ottawa Senators fan base area. There are Sens fans mixed in, but in my experience, it's a lot of Leaf fans and a lot of Hab fans, and I think the team needs to see success here for Belleville in order to get some of those fans from other NHL clubs to jump on board. And
yeah, as city council, would you have enough power to relocate the Habs and Leafs fans into other territories? Oshawa, I know Oshawa is certainly, and certainly Cornwall are looking for Habs fans. Would that be a possibility?
Well, maybe we can work that in with this ward boundary debate that they're having here. We'll see what I can suggest.
Okay. Love it. David Foote covers the Belleville Senators for CJBQ. I want to ask you about a couple of players, and we spent a bunch of time on Sokolov. Maybe we'll get to that. But Jonathan Aspero is on Ottawa's taxi squad right now. He was signed as a free agent out of the Q, not heralded at all. Came in, played you know, down there last year. And has played this year as well. He's been hurt a little bit, but can you, I mean, you would have talked to him. Do you think this guy potentially is an NHL player down the road?
Well, there's certainly a lot of confidence in him from the coaching staff here in Belleville, at least. And if you trust Troy Mann's judgment, then there's got to be a sparkle there for him. I mean, he was a good player in junior. He was an excellent player for Belleville in his rookie season last year. A plus 14 in your first year pro on the blue line is a pretty good number to look at if you're the type that likes the plus minus. And he's pretty well continued that steadiness here this year. Not as high on the plus minus this year, but he's got 9 points in the 22 games that he's played. He had 16 points in 44 last year. So I think there's certainly some potential there. There's obviously some need for defense up in Ottawa, and bottom pairing guy perhaps. He's not super noticeable in the sense that he's not making a pile of mistakes, and that's what you like to see. So I would say that if he continues to develop on the trend he's on, there's certainly a chance that he can get there.
I'd like to ask you about Mann. I've watched the games, David, last year and this year, and the sign of me an American League coach, first of all, development, getting guys to the NHL. More importantly, I watched the Marlies game 10 days ago. When I go through that roster, a lot of anonymous guys. This guy's done well, one hell of a job. Do you think he's ready to be a head coach in the National Hockey League?
I think so. Not take anything away from DJ Smith. I was a little surprised that Troy didn't get a nod when that vacancy was there. Perhaps management thought he just needed a little bit more time. Troy's been to Calder Cup finals. You go back to that Washington Capitals Cup team a few years back, and he had, I think, a dozen of those prospects in Hershey before they went up to Washington. And hopefully he's doing the same thing here for Belleville as well. I mean, I think he's doing such a good job here that it would be a shame to lose him. Obviously, if he gets a chance to go to the show like anybody else, he's going to go. So I could certainly see him there sooner rather than later, in my humble opinion, at least.
Talking to David Foote, covers the Belleville Senators. Lassie Thompson, another young defenseman with the BSens this year, has a goal and 12 points. His calling card when we watch him at the World Juniors is he's got a heavy, heavy shot and looks like an offensive guy. And just listening to Troy Mann, he comes on every week here on Tuesdays, David. He has said that Lassie Thompson is more of a longer range. Like, he's going to take some time to acclimate himself to the North American game and to see whether he's an NHL player at the end of the day or not. What have you seen about his progress, Lassie Thompson, from the start of the season to where he is now?
I think he's getting more comfortable. I think, like Sokolov, he's starting to make his decisions a little bit quicker. He's realizing that he doesn't have as much time to make that next play. You got to be thinking a few steps ahead on the small ice. The one thing that Troy had pointed out about him and that shot that you mentioned is that, he's got a big clapper, but in Europe on the big ice, you have the time to let that shot go much more often than you do in North America. So they're trying to get him to switch to the wrist shot, quick release from the blue line, just get pucks in toward the net with bodies in front and hope to make good things happen that way rather than, the big bomb from the point. But he's certainly coming along. He's getting more consistent, more comfortable, a little bit more power play time here and there as well. And again, a bit of a longer game that tends to be with defenders. But for me, he's right on track.
Sogard, 3 starts, 3-0. Again, played that Marlies game. I was nothing but impressed. Thoughts on him so far?
Yeah, the Great Dane. Other than him being gigantic, he's athletic, which you don't always get when you get big, tall goaltenders. I think the numbers speak for themselves, right? 3 straight wins. He's made 20, in between 25 and 30 saves each night so far. And he's not just making the easy ones. He's making some big momentum swinging saves. And if you've listened to Troy, you know that he talks a lot about momentum control being a key to winning, especially with a young group. And when you've got a goaltender who can make that difference for you and make the breakaway save in the second period when you're already up one and you're losing momentum, or make the late game save when you're trying to hang on because you're getting shelled in the third period, which the BSens tend to do. He has just been a fantastic addition, and I'm looking forward to seeing him continue that development and that solid play and giving the BSens a chance to win down the stretch here.
David, you watched the goaltending situation last season in Belleville kind of sort itself out with, for the most part, Joey Decord and Philip Gustafson being the two guys, and it's the million-dollar question here in Ottawa as we head toward the expansion draft. They can only protect one goalie. We don't think it's going to be Matt Murray based on the contract, and so they can only protect one of the other two guys. So thinking back to what you saw last year and then projecting ahead, who do you think is the better NHL prospect of Decord and Gustafson?
Cool. So it's tough. I think we've obviously gotten to see Gus in the NHL a little bit more than Joey because of his injury that he had there. I've been pretty high on Joey Decord since coming in. I was impressed with what he was able to do right away, whereas Gus has been, like the defenseman we talked about, a little bit more of a slower build. So maybe for that reason alone, I would go with Decord. He seems to be a little bit more confident in his game at the moment, but I don't think they can go wrong with protecting either of them, if I can take the cop-out answer, guys, because I think Philip Gustafson is a legitimate prospect who is just kind of coming to that point now, and Joey obviously had earned a lot of experience in the NCAA and what he was able to do here in Belleville on kind of an accelerated track upwards last season as well. So I'll pick Joey, but I think either of them would be nice to have around in your pocket for sure.
Cruikshank putting up some points coming out of school. Thoughts on his play and kind of his upside?
Yeah, offensive guy, smart player, not afraid to get to the net. Smart guy in general. Anytime we talk to him, he's always talking about the schoolwork he's got to do. And for those fans who missed the junior hockey here in Belleville, they should keep that in mind as well, because that's kind of similar to what the junior guys have to deal with. But 7 points in his first six games, only 2 points in his last six, but it's not for lack of trying. I think he's had a couple of six shot games lately. He's doing his best to get pucks to the net and learn the pro game, and again, he will be there sooner rather than later, without a doubt.
All right, good stuff. Really appreciate the time and the insight, and for the help all season long with the BSNs. It's been an interesting season, needless to say, and you've been covering it long distance as well, but looking forward to seeing them back in Belleville at the beginning of next season. Thanks for the time this morning.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me.